Blog Talk Radio.
My song I sing.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode. Yes, another episode. Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Enemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity. Phew, to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. So the Most High has told me, yes indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He told me that because of what I must do, he said I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him, that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. Most has told me, yes indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. The Most High sends prophets, my brothers and sisters, to speak that which others would not. Most High sends prophets, my brothers and sisters, to speak that which others, my brothers and sisters, who seek the praise of men, who seek the accolades of a worldly status quo, never would. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's an abundance of prophecy. But the scriptures say again and again, the rulers who never speak. In fact, my brothers and sisters, says for that very reason, Messiah comes, according to Acts 3:18-23, to bring to remembrance, to refresh the minds, bring about a restitution. According to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And the scripture says, according to Acts 3:18-23, whoever will not hearken to that prophet who speaks according to this cumulative word will be cut off from among the people. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the only hope men have to abide in as the people of the Most High, to be confirmed unto the holy name, the men must prepare themselves. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they must petition the Most High to help them to prepare, to hearken to the voice of one whose message is not after the short-sightedness that seems wise after a polytheistically constrained and short-sighted worldly status quo. Then men petition the Most High to help them in their diligence, that they be prepared to understand one whose perceptions are not constrained after the various allegiances, political, social, and pseudo-religious of this world. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to preach, indeed, the fullness of the gospel, the word as the Most High revealed it from on high, according to the fullness of his vision. And the scriptures tell us well that if the gospel be hid, 2 Corinthians 4:3, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Brothers and sisters, if man has not instruction from the Most High, if man does not have the fullness of the word that transcends all the nations, the word that would convert the nation to prepare for the holy kingdom beyond all the partialities and pollutions of men, that men might find and discern, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of a pure and perfect word that will make them one. If men have not heard, my brothers and sisters, beyond the constraints of their rulers, their priests, the kings, the rabbis, the pastors, their premiers, presidents, rulers of all manner, my brothers and sisters, of social, cultural, national, international coalescence, against the perfect righteousness of one. If men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the word that transcends this worldly maze of cages, then my brothers and sisters, men are still in bondage, still blinded, still constrained to the illusions of false righteousness, which blaspheme and insult the greater righteousness of Yah. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, wherever men are compelled to give their allegiance to any short-sighted standard of this world, any polluted, partial standard of this world, any of the varied institutions of this world that have not hearkened or pursued fully all that is the righteousness of Yah, after his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Wherever, my brothers and sisters, men are constrained by such institutions, they are overcome by the world. And my brothers and sisters, they have not overcome it. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that we understand what the scriptures mean when they say that Yah is one. The Most High reveals himself as true to himself, that he will not deny himself, according to 2 Timothy 2nd chapter. He will not be destabilized after the multitude of differences of men. My brothers and sisters, there are so many among us who read the scriptures, forgetting that there's a greater mind behind them. And when I say a greater mind behind them, I mean certainly a greater mind than their own. There's so many of my brothers and sisters that read the scriptures, but not by faith. My brothers and sisters, there's so many read the scriptures having not heard from the Most High, but knowing not the righteousness that the Most High compels men to seek. They seek to establish their own righteousness, my brothers and sisters, under the damnation of many, and that they would compel men to follow them in their blindness, in their presumptuousness, after their hasty conclusions. And the end result of it all, my brothers and sisters, is only vanity. We've been talking of late about all the prophecies that speak about the one called Shiloh. Genesis 49:10. The one whom the scripture says that when he comes, according to the book of Ezekiel, I said according to the book of Ezekiel, it speaks of him saying that this system, he'll overturn it, and it's in the multitude of its lives until its wickedness be no more. Until he comes whose right it is. And he says, I will give it to him. The one called Shiloh, my brothers and sisters, is the one whom the Most High has spoken again and again concerning in the scripture. The one whom the Most High said that he would teach. And when he comes forth to speak his message, it shall be one day, surely, that whoever will not hearken to his message, the Most High shall discipline, even until, my brothers and sisters, all the kingdoms of the earth are submissive unto him. That's what we find at Psalms 110. That's what we find at Isaiah 41. Particularly 40:27-40:1-4. That's what we find, my brothers and sisters, in the passages. We'll discern them well. In Isaiah 49th chapter, 51st to 8 in particular, really going all the way back to about 48:1. So much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, promise that when the word of truth is again revealed, the Most High has a plan whereby he will cause all men to be humbled for the will of one. And unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, even shall swear allegiance. And my brothers and sisters, scriptures say before that is brought to bear, 2/3 of humanity will perish. But those that remain, my brothers and sisters, will be refined. I would even go as far as to say shall be humbled of a contrite heart. And they shall seek and know that Yah is the only Most High. Well, scriptures speak about in Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. But the Most High speaks of these latter days, this age, this very generation, in which he speaks of it, saying, Most High looked down from heaven to see if there were any that understood and did seek Yah. Say, behold, they have all gone astray. And there's none righteous, no, not one. What is meant by that scripture, my brothers and sisters? Number one, they who are truly humble know that they have no right to be anything less than extremely diligent, petitioning the Most High for the knowledge of the truth. And I mean petitioning him for the truth, even the exceeding truth, my brothers and sisters, that breaks men free of a worldly status quo, because by no means can the amalgam of differences that this world seeks to call wise, by no means, my brothers and sisters, shall these corruptions and pollutions and perversions and allegiances to misallegiance, by any means, my brothers and sisters, be called faithful or reverent or righteous in any way before the One Most High. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, wherever men have sought to exalt such folly after diverse worldliness or misopinion, hasty conclusions, not giving consideration to all things, my brothers and sisters, humanity as a whole being bribed to seek communication after what is common to men, having snared themselves, my brothers and sisters, I say having ensnared themselves so many times seeking flattery after ideals which already in the earth were fatal. Many of my brothers and sisters have been tricked, hijacked, to trust in, my brothers and sisters, what has only been blasphemy before the Most High. Disrespect. And my brothers and sisters, not only disrespect, the lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge is such an extreme that so many, if the Messiah would appear right in their face, they would not know him. They would hear his words. They would not recognize him. Why? We're going to talk about that in a moment. Scripture talks about when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Scriptures speak about how when Messiah appears and he is revealed as he is, Scripture says all the cities of the earth shall fall, all the foundations upon which men have established their social ideals, political and national, religious ideals, shall all fall. Why? My brothers and sisters, when Messiah appears, the scriptures tell us that this overturning and overthrow of so much of what men have called wise will come to pass simply because, I want you to hear me, for a long time has it been that rather than men perceiving the truth of the gospel, truth of what is contained in the scriptures, compliant after what is the holy kingdom, that very rare few of my brothers and sisters have seen to come back and talk about it. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, very rare few, my brothers and sisters, have any inkling as to that magnificence. Therefore, many presuming after what they see, counting it wise, my brothers and sisters, not having discerned the greater righteousness the Most High has planned for those who love Him. Many of my brothers and sisters have been compelled to exalt the parameters of their blindness, and unwittingly or not, my brothers and sisters, have insulted the opportunity the Most High grants that men be capacitated to perceive what indeed is so much more. Concerning, my brothers and sisters, Ezekiel 21:27, concerning the one called Shiloh, he says, I will overturn it. Talking about this system. And it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's a bit of scripture that needs to be examined. Oh yes, my brothers and sisters, needs to be understood for its real meaning. Let's go ahead and talk about this for a minute. It says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver. Listen to the way it's translated. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Let's continue to read. He will bind his foal unto the vine, his ass's coat to the choice vine. He washes his garments in wine, and clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red like wine, and his teeth like white with milk. We've talked before on this show many times, my brothers and sisters, how many prophecies relate the concept of Shiloh, the concepts, my brothers and sisters, that we see concerning Messiah in the book of Zechariah. How about especially, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 19? It speaks about, my brothers and sisters, his apparent, Messiah's apparent great anger and wrath at a world that is in so many ways, that has in so many ways dissuaded men not to discern what indeed is the true will of the One Most High. And the scripture says he will tread the winepress in the fierceness and wrath of Almighty Yah. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, those verses relate to men as the grapes which he should trod down. But my brothers and sisters, only those whose hearts shall be humble shall survive the day that is to come. I would have you, my brothers and sisters, to consider, truly, I would have you to consider, to be wise concerning these things. Think about it. Let me call to mind a few bits of scripture that many may not consider relative to the verses that we just spoke about. Because there's a point I want to make here. Really, there truly is. I want you to consider the verbiage. I want you to consider closely the verbiage you just heard me read. The way it's translated in the King James Version. Heaven help us. And let us look at it, my brothers and sisters, in the context of all else that the scriptures have said. Let me read it one more time again, and then let's go on to these scriptures. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. Immediately after these times of these verses, my brothers and sisters, we can talk about, after the book of Genesis, chronological order came the book of Exodus, which is about Israel's bondage and captivity under the rule of Egypt. Wow. Who's ready to understand that, my brothers and sisters? Into bondage. Into rule of Egypt. I have a question for you, my brothers and sisters. Did a ruler out of Judah govern Israel while they were in Egyptian bondage? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. While Israel, Judah in particular, was in bondage during Babylonian captivity, was there a lawgiver out of Judah present to govern the people? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I know what many have taught. There are those who have dared to say that the kings and rulers of Europe have been among those lawgivers. While they continue to preach the polytheisms of all their lands. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the truth. I said the truth of the matter. While Israel, my brothers and sisters, and Judah were scattered scattered under Assyria. Yes, we understand that there were those of the tribes of Judah who remained as kings, were allowed to persist during that time. But we need to ask our question, my brothers and sisters, have the kings of Judah always been just to give a righteous law? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you now. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about a time. It's well already been among us. Wherein, after the fall of Jerusalem, Israel scattered among the nations in bondage. Has there been a lawgiver true out of the house of Judah to continue to preach what indeed is the law of the Most High? Or is it not prophesied that in the latter day one out of the tribe of Judah, did you hear me? That then one out of the tribe of Judah shall come forth to bring forth again the remembrance of all righteousness. Which, my brothers and sisters, has actually occurred. I'd like you to consider scriptures like these. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to listen to me closely. A lot I want to talk about tonight, but I see I really need to go ahead and hit this point. Hosea 3 and 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice. It really means, my brothers and sisters, without a form or figure. Someone, in this case, to set an example, without an effort, without one to wear, if you will, a priestly garment, a robe, and without teraphim. My brothers and sisters, in this case, it means without a healer, one to establish a common sense of conscience. But it says, and afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Most High, their Elohim, and David, their king, and shall revere the Most High and his goodness in the latter days. What about Amos, my brothers and sisters? What about Amos? Amos in the 8th chapter, how about the 11th verse? Behold, the days come, saith the Most High, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst, or thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Most High, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro and seek the word of Yah, and shall not find it. In that day shall fair virgins and young men faint of thirst. Strong scripture, my brothers and sisters. It talks about time periods in which men shall seek the word of the Most High. How about the law of the Most High? And shall not, I said, shall not find it. I know some might look at these words I'm speaking to you now, and it may seem to be something of a contradiction to what is actually related here. But I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, no, it's not a contradiction. It's all, in that case, in so many ways, a manner of perception. Hear me. Many read the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, but not all read those scriptures in the context of all that is written, that they might discern indeed what the words have said. In the days of Jeremiah, my brothers and sisters, in the days of various prophets, there came wicked kings. That the Most High said, would not sit upon the throne, would not sit upon the throne of David. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that even Messiah himself, according to the scriptures, is prophesied to come forth from some of those kings. They were not always faithful. So there's something here, my brothers and sisters, that must be considered when we look at Jeremiah. Well, when we look at Isaiah, how about a lot of scriptures I could talk about here. Scriptures that talk about the idea about how apparently for a long time men have not heard the gospel. The idea of Messiah would have to come in the last days to expose the confusions of man. Scripture says there shall not fail to be a lawgiver from between Judah's feet until Shiloh come. What is meant by this then, my brothers and sisters? It is apparent that it must be then this prophecy speaks of a promise from the Most High that shall not relent and is sure until the one called Shiloh come. Because even all the prophecies concerning the one called Shiloh relate to Messiah comes at a time when the whole world in so many ways is blind. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, is short, falling short of giving consideration or even seeking fully all the Most High. All the Most High declared must come to bear. Therefore, that taken into consideration just simply relates the Messiah must come according to all that was intent. And when the scripture says concerning him, It says that he comes, my brothers and sisters, and all the nations shall seek his alone. For he beheld there was none that if he asked a question could give an answer. Meaning all the thoughts of men had become vanity. All the prophecies related before Messiah appeared. That's the state of mankind. What about Jeremiah 36:30? Thus saith the Most High of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He shall have none to sit upon the throne of David. And his dead body shall be cast out in the day of heat and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity. And I'll bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, upon the men of Judah, and all the evil that I pronounce against them, because they hearken not. Wow. Strong scripture, my brothers and sisters, strong scripture. Many times the prophecies speak of a time, various times in the history of Israel, when the people did not, would not, could not discern indeed the righteousness of Yah. So often, my brothers and sisters, well, we need to understand why. Can it be, my brothers and sisters, that so often men have been so delivered after their own opinion, not having hearkened to the Most High enough? And believe me, one time is not enough. Look at the many times that one of the apostles they call Kepha, Peter, how many times he erred. One hearing is not enough. What did the Psalms say? Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw there was none who understood they needed to seek Yah. None righteous, no, not one. None realizing the need to seek perfect righteousness beyond all the frailties of man. For the Most High will not sanction any fallen or perverse institution as true and worthy unto his name. Remember he said, whoever will not hearken to that prophet who considers to teach all things concerning all things spoken by the Most High through the mouth of his prophets since the world began, whoever will not hearken to him shall be cut off from among the people. How about cut off from inheritance in the holy name? That means, my brothers and sisters, that we who say we are Israel must become that people that speak no lies, do no iniquity, speak no false doctrine, no misperception, no inequity, no injustice, no uncleanness, and a stable that none destabilizes. Read Zephaniah 3:13 and understand. For the Most High will not sanction with his name, my brothers and sisters, those who walk after the unrighteousness of another. But that truth, my brothers and sisters, seems to rarely capture the hearts. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Rarely seems to capture the hearts of those who would believe the Messiah gave his life, sadly enough. I said, sadly enough, hardly want to believe the Messiah gave his life, but by no means, my brothers and sisters, that men prefer darkness or unrighteousness more than light. Prefer unrighteousness. Hardly did he give his life, but men prefer unrighteousness rather than righteousness. Because stop and consider, a multitude of unrighteous are less than complete and pure standards. My brothers and sisters, there's no covenant. No covenant at all. Who is ready, my brothers and sisters, to understand the reality? Who is ready, my brothers and sisters, to understand? Who is ready to understand, my brothers and sisters? The truth of the matter, to see what the scriptures are truly saying rather than what some would imagine. How many, my brothers and sisters? Remember that that Jehoiakim we just spoke of, the Most High said that of his seed there would not sit any upon the seed of Israel. Look at Matthias 1:12. And it says, and there were brought to Babylon Jeconias. Jeconiah. And Salathiel. And Salathiel. Salathiel. And they begat Zerubbabel. We understand, many of us understand Zerubbabel was one of the kings to come forth after Babylonian captivity. That Jeconiah? Well, did you see it, Matthew 1:12 is the one that was spoken of in the prophecies earlier that I just mentioned to you. Did that mean, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah was disqualified from being king? No, my brothers and sisters, it just simply means that for a time there would be none from among his seed that would bring to bear one worthy to sit upon the throne. Well, it doesn't mean the Most High's promise to cease, because, quite frankly, the Most High said that out of the tribe of Judah shall come forth Shiloh. He did already promise and forewarn his people that if they did not behave like they belonged on the land, they'd be cast off the land. Over and over again, we find that when Israel became depraved, far from the law of the Most High, the kings, too, became far from that law and were cast off, there was definitely a need for a restoration before the people could be established upon the land again. How many are willing to understand that that same thing is about to happen here in the earth again, my brothers and sisters? I said the same thing is about to happen here in the earth again, and all prophecy gives evidence of that very fact. Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, you know what I'm talking about. Well, given that consideration, and if I took time to explain all that with about, what, the 17, 18 minutes that are left in this show, it would take a lot of work. But I would just simply suggest that many would simply examine a lot of the articles you'll find on my website. Particularly in this case, I would say the one that's called Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, 670 to 365 AD. One also called Remember the Promise, that you might discern much of that of which I am now speaking. Well, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the verses that we just looked at, that are on the splash screen, the intro screen to this show. Luke 18:18. And it ultimately speaks about when Messiah returns, when he appears to mankind, because the scriptures say in Isaiah 49, relative also to prophecy of Isaiah 49 also in Isaiah 19. I'm looking at a lot of things at once here. Got two or three machines in front of me I'm trying to work with. The scriptures relate that Messiah comes as one who will say to the world, listen to me, O Isles, hearken, O you nations, from the body of my mother the Most High made mention of my name. It says, in the shadow of his hand the Most High hid him, concealed him. One scripture says, who is there among you who can declare how Israel is sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness? Therefore one is raised from among the people, taught at the hand of the Most High himself, that he might revive the spiritual strength of his people. That's what you find in the first five verses of Isaiah 50. But it says here, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, when he returns. The word for come also means when he becomes present, when he appears. Shall he find faith on the earth? What about faith? Faith in what? Look at these verses, my brothers and sisters. Luke 18:9. He says, spake this parable unto certain which trusted We parallel in some respect that word, the word faith, but not quite exactly, which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. How about, my brothers and sisters, many have become so self-righteous that even if Messiah himself spoke in the midst of them, they would despise his consummate word, line upon line, precept upon precept, would refuse to see what all the gamut of his words ultimately imply or directly relate. Refusing to see, my brothers and sisters, what it all adds up to. The scripture says when you relate this word line upon line, precept upon precept, when it all adds up to the measuring lines of the plummet, it will be a terror and a vexation for many to understand the report. And the report will simply be that the thoughts of men, my brothers and sisters, have been insufficient. The conceits of man have been insufficient to be called a garment. And man, my brothers and sisters, left spiritually or suddenly discerning his spiritual nakedness due to the exceeding righteousness of his word. My brothers and sisters, many refusing to recognize their shame or refuse to hear. Isaiah 30, right after Isaiah 28, going into 29, talks about men waking up and finding out, hey, all they thought they knew would be like a hungry man who dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking, and when he wakes, he finds out he's hungry and famished. Found out he knew nothing. Isaiah 30, many finding out because they refused to hear the counsel of the Most High, that they were false sons. And their breaking should be as the breaking of a potter's vessel. Most High warned in advance, my brothers and sisters, you need to check out the origin of that which the Most High has spoken, that you might perhaps be able to discern all that the Most High would reveal upon a firm foundation, that there be no limits to the dimension to which he could reveal himself to you. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many in their short-sightedness can only see surface. And so often, my brothers and sisters, the underpinnings of misconceit that exist in so many doctrines that they teach, they are left with an incapacity to perceive or refuse to see, lest they recognize that they were deceived and deceivers. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, speaking presumptuously, they disqualify themselves. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, because they were willing to be presumptuous, disqualify themselves ever from having power to discern or to even hear the word of the Most High, if they ever heard it, ever again. That is the condition of which we speak, my brothers and sisters. For many who have sought pride and esteem for men rather than revered the Most High enough to realize that nobody has a right to presume anything concerning him. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say this to you. Because I was seeking to talk to a few people today. It's amazing how many people out there arguing with each other, calling themselves Hebrews. And the truth of the matter, none of them giving all consideration to everything, and all of them quite apparently never having heard the voice of the Most High, else they could never even begin to ask the minds to presume to even begin to let alone think, speak. Some of the things that they blatantly with so much arrogance do. Disreverence, my brothers and sisters, disrespect. Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, be counted worthy to be a servant unto the Most High, and he disrespects his master? You need to think about it. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish. Well, guess what? Those who still prefer to believe according to their own ideals, my brothers and sisters, refuse to convert, do perish. Do you ask the Most High that he become your teacher, that you disrespect him and disrespect his class and others who in it might otherwise attain to wisdom? Is that what people actually think? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's so much of what's written here, roughly from around 17:20 to 18:8, Luke, is actually a prophecy of Messiah in the latter days. When the scriptures say such things as they put in the King James Version, the kingdom of God is within you, it actually means the prince was in the midst. But he does not come, the word for come, remember I told you the same word for appear, does not appear, is not apparent after easy, ordinary, carnal observation. For the prince was right there in the midst of them at that time, and they did not see him. Remember the scripture says, just like it was in the days of Lot, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And as Lot warned a city before its destruction, and Noah warned the world before the flood, says, so shall be the days of the Son of Man. And so much prophecies, my brothers and sisters, relates first that Messiah comes to reprove and to warn a city before the wrath of the Most High is beset upon the whole world, to humble the world to believe and understand that Yah means business according to the actuality of his word and not according to the misconceits of another. I would ask, my brothers and sisters, I would petition you, please, to give examination to articles like at hiddengospel.com, my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Secret City Prophecies, and understand what it means. When the scripture says, they said the kingdom is within you. The word, the kingdom, is connoted off a root word that relates to king and makes the king among you. Like I said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? For those who would have understood it in the original language, and according to all that he was speaking about, and according to all the prophecies said before, it is known, my brothers and sisters, according to Zephaniah 3, the Messiah will come in the last days to a city that in his lawlessness, not knowing what is the righteous expectation of him, that he from day to day, morning by morning, will bring forth justice to light, will not fail. His testimony is not a following one. The scripture says the wicked, the lawless, those who are completely unprepared and refuse to be prepared because they sought to exalt themselves with no shame. The scripture says, because this in the very next verse, the Most High will have wrath upon a whole world because men have become so self-righteous in what they desire to believe, which can never be a covenant. Everybody interpreting the word as they would, so much so and so zealous after such ideals, seeking to either exalt themselves to attain a following from themselves or to be part of the status quo, that the multitude of constraints, my brothers and sisters, resulted in such a critical state of conscience. I say in such a critical state of conscience that men unwilling to hear the Most High disrespect him and therefore refusing the foundation upon all that which the Most High has spoken. The end result, my brothers and sisters, is very rare few will be found to have the necessary foundation necessary upon which to begin to understand. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, the meaning of the scripture that says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek? Some are so deliberate, my brothers and sisters, to relate their selfishly ambitious opinions or their predispositions that they never really truly examined, certainly not fully enough, that my brothers and sisters, if the truth will stare them right in the face, shout it in their ears, to them it would be considered an offense rather than a blessing, considering evil good and good evil. And the scripture said, for this reason, my brothers and sisters, the man must be humble to realize that his only hope for salvation is indeed to hear. Say, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? According to all the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, faith sufficient to hear and understand before the time is an extremely rare thing. The prophecies, my brothers and sisters, even relate, if we understand them well, at Isaiah 66, particularly reading the 6th to the 15th verse, comparing them to the kind of prophecies you see at Revelation, 6th chapter, particularly 12th verse, moving on 7:2, reading on to 7:17. It's going to take awesome event heralding great destruction in the land before men truly realize the Most High means business and that he will not accept the words of anyone who dared to presume what is his will. Shocking statement for mankind, my brothers and sisters, because most don't even realize when they think they are thinking for themselves, it's the predisposition that have already been placed in their heart that already acts as an obstacle against their understanding. There's a reason why Messiah said, the spirit of truth is upon me. The spirit of Yah is upon me. Preach good tidings to the meek. He said, if you're his disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. His what? Disciples. How about those willing to listen, willing to humble themselves before his words? He said they could know the truth, discern the truth, and the truth will set them free. But many of my brothers and sisters read the words, not that they discern the thoughts of the Most High and be mastered by him, but that they call themselves masters against the true sanctity of the word. And many times, my brothers and sisters, they don't even realize what they have done. Because they sought, my brothers and sisters, what seems to grasp following from men. And my brothers and sisters, those who have heard the voice of the Most High know that he will never cease to be anything less than the Master. He will never cease to, my brothers and sisters, be anything less than the constant truth. And they discern, my brothers and sisters, rather than seeking to change anything, they seek to conform to what is. And to conform to what is, again, the scriptures demand that men seek all the word. I didn't say pieces in part. I said all of it. Most High has foreordained that he will. He said it long ago that he would for this generation. I know for this generation, send forth one who is cumulative in his understanding to give a word relative to all that has been spoken. That's what the Most High promised he would do. That all humanity be judged by that man. I didn't say by those who sit back and say that such a thing shall not be. I did not say by those, my brothers and sisters, who presume already that they knew him. But by those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would reveal him and that they petition to be found worthy to discern him. Well, big difference between that concept and so much of what people have been compelled to believe. I find it truly amazing, my brothers and sisters, because people say when some man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will he find faith
90
in his word,
seconds.
Teaching of the Most High, that men might discern him? Or will he find most trusting in what is simply a worldly status quo? So much so, my brothers and sisters, men self-involved. I said self-involved. For the multitude of their differences, that they'd rather combine to hear none of the truth than to accept it and recognize
60 brothers and seconds.
Sisters, the only hope of what will be his Savior. Well, my brothers and sisters, I got about less than a minute left. All I can tell you is the scripture told you in advance the rulers were hiding something from you. So men, when they find out what they did not know, choose not to hear it? Prophecies told you in advance, my brothers and sisters, there's the truth the rulers would not tell you. When one comes forth to speak these things and show you where the scriptures they reside, will you toss everything out the Most High said to exalt yourself? Or will you seek to consider the blessedness of hearing these hidden things? The scripture says that those to whom the gospel is hid, you know, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all they believe is a lie. So we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all for listening. I would pray that many of you hearken to and examine the things you'll find on my website. There's a lot to talk about this tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, Yah willing. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that men will understand, that they will understand. That so much of what has been taught, my brothers and sisters, is merely the presumptuous of men, for presumptuousness of men. Even when men crack open a Bible, because, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not teach by his one spirit the words of the book. That men disagree, but that they agree. Who will understand it in this time? It will be discerned who is the learned versus who is the unlearned, my brothers and sisters. Not by how much men have studied under the tutelage of men, but who is learned and who is unlearned, my brothers and sisters, will be decided by who has been your teacher. Has it been Yah? Or has it been man?
You